This is the Sakar Murli of 5th of April 2025. Essence: sweet children, now keep yourself safe from the sickness of being trapped in the name and form of others. Do not create any wrong type of account. Stay in remembrance of the One Father. Question: by making which main effort do you fortunate children create your fortune? Answer: you fortunate children make the effort of giving happiness to everyone. You never make anyone unhappy with your thoughts, words, or deeds. Continue to move along calmly and coolly, and you will continue to create your fortune. This is your student life. You must no longer choke, but stay in infinite happiness. Song: you are the mother and you are the father. Om Shanti. All of you children hear the Murli. Wherever you receive the Murli, all of you know that the one who is praised is not corporeal, that it is the praise of the incorporeal. The incorporeal one is now speaking the Murli personally through the corporeal. You can also say that I, this soul, am now seeing him. A soul is very subtle. A soul cannot be seen with these eyes. People on the path of devotion also understand that souls are subtle, but their intellects don't have full understanding of what a soul is. Everyone in the world remembers God, but they don't know who he is. You too did not know this. You children now have the faith that that one is not a worldly teacher or relative. This Dada is a human being just like other human beings in the world. You used to sing the praise, you are the mother and father, and believed that he was up above. The father says, I have now entered this one. I am that same one who has entered in him. Previously, although you used to sing with a great deal of love, you also had fear. Baba has now entered this body. The incorporeal one has entered this corporeal one. He sits here and teaches you children. No one in the world knows what he teaches. They think that Sri Krishna is the God of the Gita and that he teaches Raja Yoga. Acha, then what does the father do? Although you used to sing, you are the mother and father, you didn't know what you received from him or when you received it. When you used to listen to the Gita, you would believe that you had learned Raja Yoga from Sri Krishna and wondered when he would come and teach it again. That too must be coming into your mind. You now understand that it will be the same Mahabharat war at this time. Therefore it must also be the time of Sri Krishna. Surely that same history and geography must repeat. Day by day people will come to understand that there has to be the God of the Gita. The Mahabharat war is definitely visible. This world will definitely be coming to an end, and the Pandavas went away to the mountains. Therefore it must enter the intellects of people that destruction is definitely standing ahead. However, where is Sri Krishna? They will keep looking for him until they hear from you that Shiva, not Sri Krishna, is the God of the Gita. This aspect is very firm in your intellects. You can never forget it. You can explain to anyone that Shiva and not Sri Krishna is the God of the Gita. No one in the world except you children would say this. The God of the Gita used to teach you Raja Yoga, and this definitely proves that he created Narayan from a human being. You children understand that God is teaching you and that he changes you from human beings into Narayan. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan that existed in heaven. That heaven doesn't exist now. Therefore Narayan doesn't exist either, and nor do the deities. It can be understood from the pictures that they did exist in the past. You now understand how many years ago they existed. You know very clearly that it used to be their kingdom 5,000 years ago. It is now the end. The war is standing ahead. You understand that the Father is teaching you. You all study at your centers and you also teach others. The method for teaching others is very good. Everything can be explained very clearly with the pictures. The main thing is, who is the God of the Gita? Is it Shiva or Sri Krishna? There is a lot of difference. Is it Shiva who creates heaven, grants everyone salvation, and establishes the original, eternal deity religion once again? Or is it Sri Krishna? Ultimately, the main thing is the decision between these three things. Baba emphasizes these. Although people write their opinions and say that this is very good, there is no benefit in that. You should emphasize this main thing of yours. Your victory is in this. You prove that there is only the one God. It isn't that those who relate the Gita are also God. God established the deity religion with Raja Yoga and this knowledge. Baba explains, some children are attacked by Maya. No one has yet reached the Karmateet stage. By continuing to make effort, you will remain constantly happy at the end in remembrance of the Father. There will be no wilting. There is now a huge burden of sin on your heads. It can only be removed by having remembrance. The Father has told you the way to make this effort. Only by having remembrance can your sins be cut away. There are many Buddhas who become trapped in the names and forms of others because they don't stay in remembrance. They find it difficult to remain cheerful or to explain this knowledge to others. Today they are happily explaining to someone, and then tomorrow they start to choke and that happiness disappears. You need to understand when Maya is attacking you. This is why you must make the effort to remember the Father. Do not become restless and start to weep and wail. Understand that Maya is hitting you with a slipper, and so make effort to remember Baba. By having remembrance of the Father, you will receive a great deal of happiness. And this knowledge will then instantly emerge through your lips. The Purifier Father says, "Remember me." No other human beings have the introduction of the Father, the Creator. If, as human beings, you don't know the Father, you are worse than animals. Sri Krishna's name was inserted in the Gita. So how can they remember the Father? This is the greatest mistake, and you have to explain it. Shiv Baba is the God of the Gita. He alone is the one who gives you your inheritance. He is the bestower of liberation and liberation in life. This doesn't sit in the intellects of those of other religions. They settle their karmic accounts and return home. At the end, they will receive a little introduction, but they will still go back into their own religions. The Father explains to you, you were deities. Now, by remembering the Father, your sins will be absolved, and you will become deities again. However, some of you still carry out wrong types of action. Some write to Baba, today my stage wilted, I didn't remember the Father. If you don't have remembrance, you will certainly wilt. This is the world of corpses. Everyone is already dead. You belong to the Father. Therefore, the Father's order is, remember me, and your sins will be absolved. These bodies are old and tamopradan. Something or other will continue to happen until the end. Maya will continue to shake you until you reach your karmatit stage by staying in remembrance of the Father. She will not leave anyone alone. Keep checking yourself as to how Maya makes you stumble. God is teaching you. Why should you forget this? The soul says that the Father is the one loved more than life. Why do you forget such a Father? The Father gives you this wealth in order for you to donate it to others. You can donate it to many at exhibitions and fairs. You should automatically run there out of your own interest. At present, Baba has to encourage you to go and explain. However, for this, you need to have understood this knowledge very well yourself. The arrows of those who are body conscious will not strike the target. There are also many different types of sword. Your sword of yoga has to be kept very sharp. You must have the enthusiasm for doing service to go and benefit many. You should practice remembering the Father so much that at the end, no one but the Father is remembered. Only then will you be able to claim a royal status. At the final moment, let there only be remembrance of Alpha and remembrance of Narayan. Only remember the Father and Narayan, the inheritance. However, Maya is no less. Weak ones fall down completely. An account of wrong actions is created when you become trapped in someone's name and form. They write private notes to one another. If you develop love for a bodily being, you create a wrong type of karmic account. Baba receives the news. They perform wrong actions and then say, Baba, this happened. Oh, but you had already created a wrong type of account. Everyone's body is impure. Why do you remember it? The Father says, remember me and you will remain constantly happy. Today they are happy and tomorrow they become like corpses. Birth after birth, you have become trapped in the names and forms of others. This sickness of being trapped in the names and forms of others does not exist in heaven. There the whole family is free from attachment. They understand that they are souls and not bodies. That is a soul-conscious world. This is a body-conscious world. You then become soul-conscious for half a cycle. The Father says, now renounce body-consciousness. By becoming soul-conscious, you will become very sweet and cool. there are very few who inspire others to make the effort of not forgetting the Father. The Father gives an order, remember me, keep a chart. However, Maya doesn't allow you to keep a chart. You should remember such a sweet Father so much. He is the husband of all husbands and the father of all fathers. You have to remember the Father and also make effort to make others equal to yourselves. You should be very interested in doing this. The Father makes serviceable children leave their jobs. When he sees your circumstances, he says, become busy in this business. Your aim and objective are in front of you. People on the path of devotion sit in remembrance in front of idols. You simply have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember God the Father. Become those without an image and remember the Father who is without an image. This takes effort. To become a master of the world is not like going to your auntie's home. The Father says, I do not become the master of the world. I make you into those. He has to beat his head so much for you. Worthy children will automatically be concerned about becoming engaged in doing service and will take leave from work. Some children have bondages, but they also have attachment. The Father says, all your sickness will erupt. Simply continue to remember the Father. However, Maya tries to move you away from him. Remembrance is the main thing. You have received this knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Therefore, what else do you need? Fortunate children make effort to make everyone happy. They do not make anyone unhappy through their thoughts, words, or deeds. By moving forward with coolness, they continue to make their fortune. If someone doesn't understand this, it is understood that it is not in that one's fortune. Those who have this fortune listen very carefully. They also share their experience of what they used to do. They say, I now understand that there was only degradation in everything I did. Only when you remember the Father can you receive salvation. It is with great difficulty that someone would remember Baba for even half an hour to an hour. The rest of the time they choke. The Father says, you have been choking for half a cycle. Now that you have found the Father, you should be happy. Since this is your student life, you should be happy. However, you children repeatedly forget the Father. He says you are karma yogis. You have to carry on with your businesses, etc. It is good to sleep less. By having this remembrance, you can earn an income and also remain happy. It is essential to sit in remembrance. If you have no time during the day, make time during the night. You will have great happiness by having this remembrance. If any of you have a bondage, tell him or her that you want to claim your inheritance from the Father and that no one can stop you from doing this. Simply go and explain to the government. Destruction is standing ahead. The Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Remain pure during this last birth. This is why we are becoming pure. However, only those who have the intoxication of this knowledge would say this. It should not be that you come here and then keep remembering bodily beings. To fight and quarrel in body consciousness is like being possessed by an evil spirit of anger. Baba does not even look at anyone who becomes angry. There is love for those who do service. The activity of others is of body consciousness. You will become beautiful when you remember the Father. This is the main thing. See one another, but remember the Father. Give your bones for service. Brahmins have to live with one another like milk and sugar, not like salt water. Because they don't understand, they dislike one another and the Father. What status would such children claim? At the end, you will have visions of what you did and realize the mistakes you made. The Father says, if it is not in someone's fortune, what can anyone do? Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dana 1. In order to become free from bondage, maintain your intoxication of this knowledge. There mustn't be any body conscious behavior. Let there not be any sanskars of being like salt water with one another. When you love bodily beings, you cannot become free from bondage. 2. Live as a karma yogi. Definitely sit in remembrance, become soul conscious and make the effort to become very sweet and cool. Give your bones for service. Blessing. May you be a true benefactor of yourself by following Srimat and by finishing the mixture of dictates of yourself or the dictates of others. The Father has given you children all the treasures for benefiting yourselves and the world. To use them wastefully or for a non-beneficial task, or to mix Srimat with your own dictates or the dictates of others, is to be dishonest in looking after what you have been entrusted with. Now finish this dishonesty and mixture and imbibe spirituality and mercy. Have mercy on yourself and everyone else and become a self-benefactor. Look at yourself and look at the Father. Do not look at others. Slogan. Only those who are not attracted anywhere else can be constantly cheerful. Abhyakt signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Baba and I are combined. Baba is Karavanhar, the one who inspires, and I, a soul, am an instrument. This is known as being beyond thought, that is, it is the remembrance of the one. Those who maintain pure thoughts can never have any worries. Just as the Father and you are combined, in the same way that body and soul are combined. Your future form of Vishnu is the combined form. In the same way, when service of yourself and service of everyone else is combined, you will have to labor less and you will receive greater success. Om Shanti.